Hello, audio boo people. It's Thursday afternoon, and it's the fourth day of training. But I think more the third, because they arrived so late in the evening on Monday, so we started training on Tuesday. I wanted to update you on my first experiences in harness. We started yesterday, and then we walked on the sidewalk in front of our house, so a straight way with no obstacles or other complicated things like stairs or something, so that I just would get a little bit used to the feeling. And at first I thought it was a little bit like horse riding for the first time. So when you sit on the back of a horse for the first time, or at least I then thought, oh my goodness, this is so insecure, and it goes to the left and then to the right, and oh my goodness. And yeah, I think you can a little bit compare this to this situation. But then I was really surprised how quickly I got used to this. I had thought it would be a huge and ongoing step to switch from cane to dog and to, yeah, trust the dog. And I know there haven't been stairs or things, so it was an easy way. But I was really able to go with him to walk in a very nice speed, and we continued this today. And today we walked all the way to the mall, where, because we decided that during my graduation walk, I will first go to the train station and then by bus from the train station to this mall, and then in a bakery, and then go walk home. And so we practiced this way. You have to cross three streets and go over a bridge. But it's all in all, it's just straightforward all the time. And so Taylor guided me from our house to the beginning of this mall. And it was so great. And when we came back, on the way back, I was able to chat with the trainer as if I would do this all the time. And this is very, very surprising to me, because I know I'm a kind of person that needs a long time until to accept changes of any kind. But I feel so safe next to Taylor, and he did so great. He didn't make any mistake, and yeah, it was just so great. And now tomorrow the trainer will go home for the weekend, and I can decide if I keep Taylor with me here or if he goes with the trainer for the weekend. I tend to decide that he will stay here, because it's just great to have him around here. And I also think it would be good for him to practice how to behave in the apartment, because in the living room here he behaves very well. Like right now, he's lying in front of the sofa. I'm sitting on the sofa and he's sleeping. But in the other rooms, it's very difficult. And I still have him on leash in the apartment to get better control of him. And the walks are still a problem, a minor problem. But it's very stressful because every time we leave the house, he's pulling so hardly. And yeah, he hasn't accepted me as a person to tell him what's wrong and what's right yet. And but I mean, I have to practice this. And yesterday evening I walked him alone, and today I will do this too. And then tomorrow morning I will decide whether this is manageable during the weekend or not. But I'm really happy that the weekend is coming. Training started to be fun since I'm actually working with the dog and not only with a cane. And you know, if you listen to my other boos, how stressful the start was. So it started to be fun, but it's of course very exhausting, and I'm looking forward to a few days off only with the dog.